coming to the Parashat Kedoshim, portion of Kedoshim.
Kedoshim is called the ones who bestow. The Creator is called Kadosh, the Holy One, because He is in the quality of bestow. And the commandment of you will be holy, we need to reach this too, through the reforming light, the same force of bestowal which bestows to us and influences us, even though we are in the quality of reception, it gives us a change in that we can change even use our quality of reception in order to bestow. This is a very special thing. It's just a turn. There's nothing in between, in the middle. If there was something neutral, you know, just raw material, let's say you have like stem cells or something that you can make from it whatever you want. Reception, bestowal, all sorts of things. Gvorot, chasadim, judgments, dinim, whatever you feel like. It's neutral material, the desire to receive. But here it's not neutral. It's in us in order to receive. Although in order to receive these small little things, these little forgeries that we're in. But when the light comes, it changes. When the desire to receive remains, then we can differentiate between the desire to receive and the intention to enjoy. Before that, we're not capable, because with us it's like adhered, like two things that are stuck together. It's in every desire, every grain of it, the intention within it is in order to enjoy within this desire. Although the desire itself can be completely without intention. You can take the intention out of it. Although this is a very difficult problem, but I don't have words, because it belongs it has to do with development. When we learn about the development of the desire in the four phases, we learn only in the fourth phase, when it starts to feel in a unique, special way, not like a dog that feels his owner. Because he's stuck on his owner. He has a desire to bring contentment to his owner and wants to give him pleasure. We see that even though he's willing to sacrifice his life towards him. And this is with self-love. So how can this be? We don't feel these fruits yet. So where could there be such love, such adherence within the desire to receive? But later, when he starts to feel the owner, the Lord of it, as he gives him from his heart without any return to himself, this discernment that my owner is giving me, and he is disconnected from the giving itself. He's not receiving in return. He enjoys giving me. We don't have words in our language, in our egoistic language. He enjoys from giving me. He gets pleasure from that. And this giving truly comes from him and doesn't return. So when a person starts to feel this from the Creator, then shame comes to him. We're talking about Malchut, the Ein Sof. And therefore, in the root of this shame, in this influence that we, this bestowal that we discover, from this later our point in the heart comes, the root of our soul, and from that point we develop. Whoever this is revealed, he has a chance, maybe not even a promise, to implement, to realize this point. So Kedoshim, holy, is called disconnected from themselves.
And cleaved onto the place of their bestowal. Please. Kedoshim tihiyu, you shall be holy. One. And the Lord spoke to Moses and said, speak to all the congregation of Israel and tell them, you shall be holy, for I, the Lord your God, is holy. How many times have the Torah testified in people? How many times has it raised its voice to all sides to awaken them? And all, they all sleep in their sleep, in their transgressions. They do not watch and do not observe in what face they'll rise to the day of upper judgment, when the upper king shall demand of them the insult of the Torah that cries out against them. And they do not look back at her, because they're all flawed in all, that they do not know the faith of the upper king. Woe unto them and woe unto their souls. 2. Because the Torah testifies in him and says, who is a fool shall come here? Lacking of heart, she told him. Lacking of heart, that he has no faith. Because one who does not engage in the Torah has no faith in his flawed in all. She told him, it should have written, Amralo, it should have been Omralo, as written, Omrale Kelsali, I shall tell the Lord my rock. However, it is written in such a way to include and add the Torah from above, who also calls him lacking of heart, flawed in faith. 3. Because all who does not engage in the Torah, it is forbidden to come near him and participate with him and perform commerce with him, and moreover to walk on the path with him, because he has no faith. Every person who walks on a path and does not have words of Torah with him takes a risk to his soul. Moreover, one who connects on the path with one who has no faith, because he does not appreciate the honor of his master and his own honor, that he does not spare his soul. 4. One who does not spare his soul and connects with one that does not have faith, how can he draw the kosher, correct nefesh for his son? Therefore it is written, do not be as a horse or a mule without understanding. Happy are the righteous who engage in the Torah and know the ways of the Creator and sanctify themselves with the sanctity of the King and are found holy in all. Because of that, they draw the spirit of sanctity from above, and their sons are all true righteous and are called the sons of the King, holy sons. Don't forget what it is that we want from their reading. Woe unto the righteous, to the wicked, that they are all bald and their actions are impudent at the time of the Tashmish. Because of that, their sons inherit an impudent soul from the side of impurity, as written, and you were defiled in them. One who comes to defile is being defiled. Do not be as a horse or a mule, who are fornicating more than all other creatures. Without understanding means that people do not try to understand on this path. Here it is written, En Havin, without understanding. And there it is written, and the dogs are daring, bold, they know no satiation, and they graze. They could not understand, meaning as they were bold there, here too they will have sons called bold, because they could not understand. 6. They knew no satiation and their grazing. Grazing are those who lead and conduct the person to Gehenom, to the underworld. They know no satiation, as written, for the leech, meaning Lagehenom, to hell, two daughters, have, give, give. Because they say, have, give, they know no satiation. And it is written, each turned to his path, each one trying to, looking for his reward, because they demand hell. And this was caused to them because they did not sanctify in the Zivug as they should. Therefore it is written, you shall be holy because I, the Lord, am holy. The Creator said, from all the nations I did not want any to cleave unto me but Israel. It's written, and you who cleave unto the Lord, you and not other nations. 7. Hoy eretz tzilzal knafaim, O land, the harpoon of wings. It is written, O land, the harpoon of wings beyond the rivers of Cush. At the time that the Creator created the world and wanted to reveal the depths out of the hidden and light out of darkness, they were then incorporated in one another. Because of that, out of darkness emerged the light, and out of the hidden came out and was revealed the deep. And one came out of the other. And out of the good, the bad emerged, and out of Rachamim, mercy, din, judgment, emerged, and all was included in one another. The good inclination and the bad inclination, the right and the left, Israel and the other nations, white and black, and all was dependent one in his friend. 8. The whole world was not seen except through a single connection that is in cleaves onto its complexity. Midat Hadin and Midat HaRachamim, Malchut and Bina, were cleaved on and interconnected with one another. Therefore, when the world was judged in the inclusive Din, it was judged in Rachamim, in Malchut, included with integrated Bina. If not, the world could not exist even for a single moment. As written, because as your trials, your judgments are to the land, the mercy is called Mishpat, judgment. The dwellers of the world learned justice, that they could have received the judgment of Tzedek, justice, Malchut, due to the connection with Midat HaRachamim, mercy. 9/1, at the time that judgment hangs on the world, and justice, Tzedek, Malchut, is crowned with judgment, how many those with wings awaken against those who have the harsh judgment to rule over the world? They spread the wings on that side and on that side to look upon, to watch over the world. Then wings awaken to spread over them and to connect with the harsh judgment. And they wander in the world to harm. Then it is written, O land, the harpoon of wings. Since the Malchut rose and connected with Bina in order for the world to exist, then wings emerged, covers and concealments also in Bina. And there are two types, two b'chinot of knafaim, from the side of Malchut and from the side of Bina. At a time that Din, judgment, hangs on the world, the wings of Bina, of the mercy, awaken towards the wings of the harsh judgment and rule below them. Then two b'chinot of knafaim emerge from Bina and Malchut that were incorporated, and they look at the Malchut that is called Olam, world. Then the harsh judgments from the Malchut of Midat HaDin, judgment, are mitigated, because then the wings of Midat HaRachamim from Bina swallow up and suck into them the wings of Midat HaDin, judgment, from Malchut. And then the world is judged through the wings of Midat HaRachamim in Bina. And they wander in the world to do harm, since the judgment done in the world is from the wings of Bina. And this is considered that in Malchut, called land, there are two shadows, from the wings of Bina and from the wings of Malchut. As written, O land, the harpoon of wings, which are two types of shadows from two types of wings. And by this we understand what is written, O land, because finally the land is then in judgment. However, in judgment that is mitigated by Midat HaRachamim, mercy of Bina. And the difference is that over the harsh judgment, repentance does not help. Therefore, the world cannot exist. But over the din, the judgment mitigated with Rachamim, mercy, if they repent, then they'll merit receiving the great lights of Bina. Therefore, the world can exist. 9/2. The people of the world are in impudence, except for those true righteous. And because of this, everything is as if that way. One who comes to purify is being aided. One who comes to be defiled is written about him, and you were defiled through them. 10. It is written about Eli, therefore I have sworn to the house of Eli, if the transgression of the house of Eli shall ever be atoned for through sacrifice and offering to eternity. It is not atoned through offering and sacrifice, but it is atoned for through the words of Torah. Why? Because the words of Torah are more than all the sacrifices in the world. As written, this the Torah is a sacrifice and an offering for atonement and for transgression and for guilt and for fulfillings. It indicates that the Torah is equivalent, is equal to all the sacrifices in the world. He who engages in the Torah, even though punishment was decreed upon him from above, it is better for him than all sacrifices and offerings, and that punishment is torn. 11. A person is ever becomes purified except through the words of the Torah. Because of that, the words of the Torah do not receive impurity, because the Torah stands to cure those who are defiled. And its remedy in the Torah is written, it shall be remedy for your flesh and a drink to your bones, a potion to your bones. There's purity in the Torah, as written, the fear of the Lord is pure and stands forever that it always stands in its purity and never passes away from it. And we move on to the next part of the lesson.